Hey, yo, everybody. How's it going out there in Radio Land? Swell. I take your silence as swell. This, of course, is True North, broadcasting live from CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, BC. Also heard Wednesday nights, 11 to midnight, in our nation's capital, Ottawa, on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name's Johnny. I'll be with you for this next hour, where we'll explore the strange, weird sounds of Canadian independent DIY experimental rock and pop music. Got a pretty cool show lined up for you today. Feeling a little bit bagged still from the weekend of stellar concerts that just happened here in Victoria. Saw so many good bands and a lot of good vibes, good times, good live music. And there's still some more great shows coming up in Victoria this month. I'll tell my local listeners about that later on in the program. But let's let the tunes do the talking to get us started for this hour. I got a Calgary, Alberta group called Hannah Vave from their 1992 EP. We're going to start with their track, The Expedition, setting the tempo sort of for this show. I don't think I actually brought any drone today, but maybe I'm wrong. I almost always bring drone music lately, but a lot of twangy, jangle pop guitar stuff, that kind of classic Canadian alt-rock vibe. Starting right here with Hannah Vave and the track The Expedition on True North.
Yeah.
Welcome back to True North here on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, and also heard on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa. That was a tune from Halifax group Moon from their latest release, their first full-length self-titled album, and the song was Dented in the Bag. That one actually appears also on their cassette EP, also self-titled record, but kind of a different version, a newer recording of it, and I've been spinning that one a fair amount on the show lately. Been a big fan of that group for a while and really excited about that new record, so check it out. Before that was Organ Eyes from the Afterburners Volume 3 compilation put out by Bruised Tongue Records. They're up to Volume 4 now, but I really, really dug Volume 3. It's got some great stuff. 4 is good too, but 3 kind of has a special place in my heart. And the song we heard from Organ Eyes was called Teenage King Dum Dum. We kick things off with Hannah Vave from the 1992 cassette EP. The song was The Expedition. Gonna do a Victoria musician set next, starting with the latest single from Freak Heat Waves and their new record, Bonnie's State of Mind. It's out soon, beginning of February, on Hockey Dad Records. I actually got my press copy in the mail a little while ago, but just gonna play this single that they've shared online. And you'll have to wait to hear more, but I assure you, it's definitely worth waiting for. It's a great record. This track is called Dig a Hole.
Thank you.
That was a instrumental track by Victoria Group Wand from an EP called Mirage House. The song was Clouds Came In, kind of a preview of some new stuff they've got in the works. And they did some recording up at the Noise Floor Studio. And you know it's going to be great when that's where the record's coming from. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. I've heard a little bit from the band that there's some launch shows and possible CFUV studio performance in the works, so more to come from that great local band. Before that was Ruby Carinto, the song I Is a Pencil. Some serious Deerhoof vibes on that track. But another Victoria group, that cut came from the huge compilation album Tavern of the Damned Volume 1, which is a collection of recordings by bands who played live at Logan's Pub, the Tavern of the Damned, here in Victoria over the course of 2014. I don't think it's every single band, because a lot of people play there, but a very nice cross-section of the kind of stuff that's going on in that space. I believe it's a Pay What You Can download if you want to check it out and get a glimpse at the seedy underbelly of Victoria's rock and roll scene. Speaking of which, we heard from Babysitter in that set as well, from Tape 7, Past the Prime. They're out in Montreal now, but they will be Victoria bands forever in our hearts. And they were back in town over the holiday season. Unfortunately, just because I wasn't here, didn't get to check out their shows, but I'm sure they were great, and I know they were great because I've seen them many times and always enjoyed it. We kick things off in that set with Freak Heat Waves, another sort of honorary Victoria group. They do their recording around here, and I'd say it's their home for all intents and purposes, but some of the members kind of bounce around town. That was a single from their brand new forthcoming record, Bonnie's State of Mind, and that tune was called Dig a Hole. Let's go back to some music. Gonna pick up on that electronic vibe that I had there with Wand and play something from a label called Jeunesse Cosmique, Montreal, Quebec label, and the group is called Klondike. The record, Africa to Midi, and kind of gives you a good description of it. The track, NDE in a Bowl of Piri Piri. So some, I guess, Afrobeat stuff reimagined with synths. Really cool. Check this out. Thank you. We just heard one of the creepier tunes I've ever played on this radio show. That was Corpse Hug, name of the group. The tune was the Drowning in Clown Town medley, which appears on a new compilation record, Weird Pop? From the Peace Country Volume 2, put out by a label called Peace Country Diaspora. It's all artists from the Peace Country region of Alberta and kind of Grand Prairie area who no longer reside there but made some sounds while they were in that area. Kind of a strange name, bringing up diaspora, because it's talking mostly about white people, but I know that the group and label itself has a lot of questions for itself about that choice, and I don't know. Still wanted to support that music, kind of confused about how I feel about the name, but thought I would share that with everyone out there and let them think about it themselves. Before that, we heard The Legitimate Oyster Fisherman, self-titled release. The song was Everyone Wins, and at the top of the set, Klondike from the Africa to MIDI album out on Jeunesse Cosmique. NDE in a Bowl of Piri Piri was the name of that record. And one you should definitely check out online. It's got really cool stuff. That track I selected was a little bit more experimental. Didn't give as much of that Afrobeat sound, but still a fun one. Let's continue on that creepy vein and hear something from Cindy Lee's record, Tat Lachey. This one's called Holding the Devil's Hand.
Thank you. Sick and through, like choice and option. Make up your mind, take it to my part you've been needing.
A little bit more music from Halifax for you to bring us just about to the end of this week's edition of True North. That was Heaven for Real from their Wanton EP, Love Solo was the name of that tune. Before that was a group called The Past, and that was their release Airless, another one on Jeunesse Cosmique, and the name of the song that we heard was Natural Daughter. We also heard Unreal Thought from their record Isolate the Mind, Howling in the Streets. Sheets would be good too, but Howling in the Streets is the name of the song. And we kick things off with Cindy Lee. Tat Lachey is the name of that album. And Holding the Devil's Hand was the tune. That leaves us with just enough time to squeeze in a track by Victoria's own Grossbuster, ending this show just like I did last week, because I can't get enough of this new record, Singularity. This one is called Beats Me. And stay tuned for that. I'll be back next week with more of the strange sounds of the True North.
I hear it in my head.